So the pounding went out of control. Like hand gripping. Gripping my hair at the back of the neck became an ecstatic sensation. His weight, his desire, the angle of my neck, his hand pressing and gripping, his fucking rawness. Fog in my eyes spreading from the sides of my field of view. I ached and I fucking screamed. Getting deeper, my head singing from the submissive I'd become, feeling the wheels and the cuts stinging from the sweat and the salt of him, for us. But now, this was different. My brain was awash with a tightening, hearing him let loose, floating in the pure connection of just fucking sex. Feeling him slamming harder into my belly, hurting me, but fucking loving a man just unravel his deepest fucking desires. Knowing. Oh, knowing that I made him do that. But the blood sings. I can't breathe. He's too heavy. Spreading my ankles was too much, but he just keeps trying to thrust his cock up into my lungs. It's a blinding light. It's a dimming. But I need. I need him to make me feel. I can't breathe. The fog of sparkling sparkles, and I just feel my cunt on fire, merciless, defenseless. I barely hear a growl from him as I begin to fade. The blood singing, my heart skipping a beat and then stopping. A white noise in my head. My lungs can't be lungs, but then the joy floods through me. A man is fucking me to the point that I cannot bear. The touching of souls. The touching of pure essence. The last breath leaves. As he begins to push me over the edge. Fierce sparkles dancing in my head's eye, becoming gray as the fog fills me, knowing that it's going to be terminal. I give in. My neck is so painful. Filling me. Even if I wanted to speak the safe word, I couldn't. If I could, I would. The anoxic sensation of every single nerve ending in my body, feeling that man fucking me with every ounce of his desire. What a way to go. Experiencing the desire to end desires. I'm close. The wrists were too tight and the ankles, but I can't flow. The fog is falling. Feeling a man. Ecstasy is a word. Feeling a man inside you is a sentence. But knowing you're about to die is a hard feeling. feeling of hormones and endorphins, feelings, reflections, and desire. Blinding light, it's too much. I have to see it again. I need to see it again. I've been there. I'm always gonna need to go back. You ruined me. The emergency code is 2 taps. I can't scream red light. I don't think I could scream right now if my life depended on it. But it did. I summon the energy before the fog falls for the final time. And it's coming, it's coming. I want to feel him come. I want to feel him come inside me just once more before. Fog, it's cold and it's harsh, and I don't want to be here, but he keeps pounding my chest. It feels so fucking good. I'm drifting. I'm starting to fall, and it feels. I tapped the emergency code on the bed. Immediately, let me loose, let me. Breathe. Call me fear. Released. Blood. Beginning to flow. Where it should be. Reviving the insides of me. The insides of me felt betrayed. Screaming at and for the sensations I visited. Fuck. Fuck, that was intense. Fucking unholy. I nearly been fucked to death. The moment his hands and weight left me, the knots on the rope had been pulled, letting me free. I was free. But inside I knew. He kind of wanted this. Wanted to push me to the limit. His desire. His desire taking precedence. I was willing. The siren's call. He wanted to give me a present. He wasn't being selfish. He was being giving. What a gift. We've had so many adventures. It's been exhausting, but this was different. Unspoken. I'll admit, I fantasized about it. We have a very special relationship. I cherish it. We're able to talk, express ourselves when it comes to desires and fantasies. Discovering your playmate is compatible, willing, and been grinning from ear to ear when the freeze. I wonder. Let loose into the air. This was something I didn't ask for. I never expressed it. You just knew it's what I needed. Realized I wanted to be a passenger. Curious, even. Just couldn't stop. A heart screaming out as the waves crashed. Pulsing. Oh, God. Pulsing, becoming a sound, becoming a noise, becoming louder and louder as my man was a man fucking me. Fucking me so deep, fucking me with such abandon. It's raw humanity, so raw. Fuck, so raw. So raw, it nearly ended. Everything ended me. And then he held me. Almost sobbing. And I felt his skin against me. Just grateful to be able to, hearing his desperate whispers. Hearing him sigh, hearing his apologies over and over and over, his hands clasping me as if I were the most precious thing in the world, and my heart sang again. Sang because it could, sang because what he'd given me, sang because this man enveloping me loved me so completely, loved me to the point of almost ending. This is a bond I will never feel again. This moment. Right now. As if his hand dipped into my soul. It clenched and gripped hard. And it gripped harder still. His kisses rained down on me. And I sobbed. I'm not sure if it was relief, feeling so cradled tenderly, this moment of utter vulnerability. It was the adrenaline still circling around me that it created the guilt of experiencing such a deep pleasure. I know what those tingles in my belly mean, and I felt them ring as he held. We breathe so deeply, and that, dear diary, is how I nearly died today. I wonder what tomorrow.